Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Should you play through the pain? If you have a student athlete or you're a weekend warrior and you play softball in the park or football with your friends and you get injured, or you have a child playing sports and they get injured, do you just keep going? And this can actually apply to working out as well. If you have a hamstring pull, or you feel in your abdominals a little too much, maybe you pulled something, do you play through the pain? And it's been questioned for very many years. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's executive director of the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. So welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Do you play through the pain?
Thank you, Melanie. Great to be here. The short answer is no. There's no reason to be playing hurt, and this is particularly true for youth athletes. There's absolutely no circumstance that they really should justify playing while they're hurt. And you really have to look at, the wisdom of that, even with professional athletes. Obviously there's a lot more pressure. There's a lot of money involved. They're being paid to be out on the field. And oftentimes they are put in that situation. But, we're starting to see the results of that, certainly in the world of brain injuries. Getting back out there too soon really has some consequences later on in life. And for a young athlete, if you play through that pain, chances are your risk of getting injured further or in a more severe way is greater.
Okay, so, we know that it is greater, but some people feel that they either are needed so badly, or that if they sit out, they're going to look like a wimp. Or, there's a myriad of reasons. It's the same as a person would show up to work out with their trainer even though they know they pulled a hamstring last time.
Well, you have to look at the perceived short-term benefits versus the long-term consequences. And you may perceive that you're irreplaceable, but everybody is replaceable, no matter what level. And you really have to look at, do I want to play again? And you may get out there and not be at your best, and that either may be hurting yourself, or quite honestly, it may be hurting your team, too. So give somebody else a chance to step in and live to play another day.
What injuries can you play with? A pulled muscle. Are there any injuries that you get that are light enough to, really kind of just work it through? And does that ever really heal an injury? Can you make it feel better? I'll give you an example, Dr. Bergeron, plantar fasciitis. People get on the treadmill and, you hobble. You hobble in the morning. But then the more you work on it, the more you work it out, the better it seems to get during your workout or your treadmill or your running. Are there other injuries or conditions like that that you can kind of play through?
Well, I think you have to really be careful here, Melanie, because there's certainly a difference between discomfort and pain. And quite honestly, yes, if you're uncomfortable, if you've worked out hard and you feel a little stiff and pushing through that and getting yourself loose and getting warmed up certainly does make you feel better. But that's different than an actual pain. And the plantar fasciitis that you mentioned, I'd be very careful with that. But any kind of tenderness over a bone or any kind of pain when a person begins to exercise, you really need to be careful about that, because that is probably going to lead to some kind of further injury, whether it's because you've aggravated that injury further and or you change your mechanics and start doing things differently to compensate. So it's not to be taken lightly. And there's, again, the difference between just being uncomfortable and being a little bit fatigued versus having some kind of underlying injury. And it might seem really, really subtle, but, we're seeing a lot more of these overuse-related injuries that usually don't lead to a permanent disability, if you take the time off and you don't aggravate it. But if you let it go and you keep going through that, then one thing leads to another, it gets worse, and then you may be out not only for the season, but maybe for your career.
Well, and that's an important message right there, because if you insist on playing through an injury, and then you could really just damage your whole ability to work out or to exercise or to play a particular sport. And certainly with kids, you have to be just so careful. So what do you think the protocol is? A kid is running, they're playing soccer. They grab their back of their hamstring and go, oh, you know, pull them out of the game. Do you take them to a doctor as a parent? Do you rice, you know, rest and ice, maybe a little massage and compression, keep it up, rest, and then get them back in? Or, you know, what's a parent to do?
Well, it's not so clear, even for the professionals, it's not so clear. But certainly all of those modalities you mentioned, beginning with taking the child out and resting and massaging it and kind of see, you know, what does it look like and how does the child act. But if there's continued and worsening, certainly worsening pain as they start to exercise again or start to do their sport again, or if there's any kind of particular tenderness over a bone, you know, when you touch it and push on it, by all means, you need to stop and be evaluated.
Okay, so I mean, it can be confusing even for a sports medicine specialist. So, you know, you want to take the child out of the game. You want to take yourself out of the game. You want to not maybe work out that day. The old adage, no pain, no gain, really doesn't fly anymore.
No, and it never really did. I mean, that whole thing was really a misguided perception. There's really no reason to be training or playing with pain. Again, we're not talking about just discomfort and pushing yourself to achieve more and get more fit. That oftentimes is uncomfortable. But if you're at the point where you're hurting and you're, that pain is there, even maybe when you stop, I mean, that certainly is a signal to stop. And you're not a professional athlete, and even then they shouldn't be. But, you know, most people are doing something recreationally, and certainly with youth, you need to be thinking long-term. It really is a service to a child to force that child, boy or girl, to get out there and to get through it, to sort of suck it up and play through that. That will cost later, and that's really what you want to avoid.
So it's really about, you know, and people don't think of it that way, Dr. Bergeron, about later. Everybody's thinking about now, especially kids. So how do you convince a kid, no, you know what, no, you can't go back in. We've got to, you know, and make sure that they're not saying, okay, it's fine, because athletes do that, Dr. Bergeron. They say, it's fine, I'm fine.
Well, they certainly do, and I don't have a great answer for you, because that certainly is one of the challenges, but somehow there has to be a pretty consistent messaging from you as a parent, and hopefully that's consistent with what coach wants. But it really is very difficult, especially with kids. And when we look at the concussion, for example, but, you know, when you poll the young athletes, you know, they'll answer, you know, are you going to hide the fact that you think you might have had a concussion, your head's hurt? And too often, far too often, they'll say yes. And they won't tell coach. They don't want to lose the opportunity to be out there. And so this is a real dilemma. And then when you compound that with perhaps a coach who doesn't have the best interest of the child at the highest priority either, then it gets really complicated. And you as a parent have to be that sole advocate. It's a tough position to be in. But, you know, certainly a head injury is very, very serious. But really any other injury could be serious too.
So in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Bergeron, wrap it up for us about playing through the pain. Tell the listeners what you want them to hear about this.
No reason to play through the pain, whether you're a child athlete or an adult athlete. You really need to be thinking about recovery. And one of the biggest predictors of being hurt more severely or getting hurt again is insufficient recovery from a previous injury or insufficient rehabilitation. So you'll either pay now or pay later, and I think it's usually better to take the time off first.
Well, so that's the best advice right there, athletes. Take the time off that you need, because it's play now or pay later, and that's a really good mantra to use, because you need to rest up if you've got an injury. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform at the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.